Hello, my friends, and welcome again to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Paul White. It's the first day of April. We have turned the corner on the first quarter of the 2024 calendar. We have just left Passion Week and the Easter season and, of course, the Passion of our Lord Jesus, His crucifixion, His resurrection. What an exciting time. I hope you enjoyed the last 8 days of podcasts. It was a little bit of a new thing for me, a simulcast. I did little YouTube videos each day of Holy Week and then posted them to our YouTube channel. That's PWM. If you're on the hunt, because we put things up every day on YouTube. But then we took the audio and used them here on the podcast. So I hope you enjoyed that journey of taking the steps with Jesus from Palm Sunday through the resurrection. Last year, in 2023, I did a little put-together sermon. I remember in our home studio, a little sermon about 8 days, and we walked through the 8 days. And so each year I try to take a little different approach, and I hope this was an enjoyable journey. What it caused us to have to do a couple of things. Number one, it caused us to miss the essay. The dates this year fell oddly. Easter fell on the 31st of March. That's normally the day I would do the essay, but I didn't want to do an essay. I wanted to concentrate on finishing off that little YouTube series. And so for the first time since the end of 2017, we did not have an essay here on the DDP. And it actually came at a good time for me to skip the essay because life has been rather hectic. I'm sitting in our new home office in Braselton, Georgia, looking out the window as I record this. And this is the first full day in over a month of just being able to do normal work without moving, without packing, without setting up something new and shutting something old down. And this has been a long journey, a rather exhausting journey, but I got to say a fulfilling one as well, because it's an exciting time of watching the Father move through both the realms, the realm of the natural and the realm of the spiritual, and being at peace in the midst of all of it and having Him teach me things along the way. And one of them is to believe Him for big things. And I'm trying to do that each day as I take this journey, as I walk this out. You know, we're all walking this out. No one has anything figured out. We don't have it all until we get home. And even then, I hope that it's a journey of learning it all on the other side, too. Somewhat think that it'd be great to when we die, we get all the answers. I don't know. I think it might be seemingly more in line with the heart of the Father to just reveal things to us across eternity. Either way, I'm not going to get it all now. I'm on my way, and you're on your way, and on that journey we're learning. Well, some of the things I've learned over the years is, as I trust the Father, to learn to really trust Him is not... Learning to really trust Him doesn't mean I don't repeat the prayer. It doesn't mean I don't pray the same thing twice. You know, I went through a spell, and I think this was sort of early Pentecostal charismatic journey for me, where if you prayed the same thing twice, it was an indication that you didn't really believe it the first time. And so there was a school of thought that said, when you pray, believe and don't doubt in your heart. If you doubt it in your heart, then you'll ask twice, because it was you thinking God either didn't hear you the first time, or didn't understand you, or you didn't understand, and so you're trying to clarify, and it just shows doubt. So pray and forget about it. Pray and leave it alone. And then I realized that Jesus goes into the Garden of Gethsemane and prays the same thing over and over, at least three times. So that kind of released me to go, you know, if Jesus prayed the same thing, maybe prayer isn't about moving God as much as it's moving me. And so it's not about pray it and then stop praying it, otherwise you don't believe it. But it's about understanding myself in the midst of prayer. I say all of that because where we are, and the second thing we gave up, we didn't just give up the essay in moving into Passion Week. We gave up the verse by verse through the Gospel of Luke, which we've been working on since October. of last year. And we've arrived in Luke 11. I read verse 5 before we started Holy Week. I want to start there today. And I want to remind you that the first four verses of Luke 11 are the Lord's Prayer. Immediately on the heels of the Lord's Prayer, Jesus says in verse 5, "Which of you shall have a friend, and go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me three loaves.'" And so Jesus, taking two things, taking first of all their request to be taught how to pray, and secondly, taking the prayer that he just used, "Our Father who art in heaven," identifying God as family, not as a distant entity. Hallowed be your name. And then talk to him conversationally. "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." It's not, he's not far off. You're actually inviting him, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We're inviting him to invade our earth with his heaven. We're not asking him to stay away. We're asking him to join us. We're not allowing there to be a separation between us and him. We're bridging the gap between the separation of us and him. And so with that in mind, he then introduces the concept of friends. Jesus is not beyond calling them friends. In fact, he will call them friends early in chapter 12. We're not there yet. Chapter 12, verse 4, "My friends, don't be afraid of those who kill the body." So friends are, it's the Greek word philos. It's a, literally an associate or a friend. And Jesus says, "How many of you have a friend and you go to him at midnight?" So the whole story that's about to happen, about to be told, is through the framework of friend versus the framework of father. Because remember, our Father who art in heaven. The friend who comes at midnight, we're going to get into this in the next few days, is going to be a contrast between the friend and the Father. And there's both a friend and a Father in the story. This is not going to be a story on how to get God to do what you want him to do. And that is knock, 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 and beg, beg, beg. Just keep asking and God will move. But rather a contrast between the way you would treat someone in the natural and the way your heavenly Father wants to treat you in the spiritual. We'll read the entire story and begin the work. This is a great moment, and we'll do it tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.